Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and thank you for another beautiful, wonderful day to just receive your mercies that are new every morning. And thank you, Lord, as we're looking into Paul's words. Yeah, we've seen, Lord, that we very much in times as well where there's so much false, deceptive things that has come in to the church, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come to this beautiful, pure foundation that you have laid in all the apostles, the disciples that became apostles, and especially in Paul that wrote so much in the New Testament, so as to put us on a good foundation that we can understand what has happened and stay in the light as you in the light, Lord. So thank you, Father God, for these disciples you met and you trained up, and then you died and paid the price, and then you came back and you let them receive the Spirit so that they can hear your will and your way and so grow as you would author and perfect their faith to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert for the world at that time and even now, Father, for us to just find the truth and stay in the truth in this wonderful relationship with you. I thank you for John's beautiful message that what we have seen and heard, this is what we declare, because our fellowship is with the Father and Son. And this joy that comes from hearing from him and seeing what he wants us to see, it brings salvation. And thank you that that's what the disciples want from us, Lord, the old disciples that became apostles, and that's what we want for our own lives, Lord, to know you personally, hear from you, and then give evidence, because we can only but speak about what we have seen and heard, and so we can grow up into the measure and the stature of the fullness of what you've given to us in Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 11, verse 18 to 21. Since many boast of worldly things and brag about human accomplishments, I will boast too. For you, being so wise, gladly tolerate and accept the foolish like me. For you tolerate it if anyone makes you his slave, or devours you and your possessions, or takes advantage of you, or acts presumptuously, or hits you in the face. To my shame, I must say, we have been too weak in comparison to those false apostles who take advantage of you. But in whatever anyone else dares to boast, I am speaking foolishly. I also dare to boast.
You're powerful in that. You see, Paul is saying in that, you know, these false prophets have taken advantage of you. We've already seen in that they wanted to devour the possessions, their wealth, and take advantage and put the people, he says they look for freedom, but they find even more bondage in religion and in this deception. And Paul says, well, he didn't do that. So he stayed in the light as the Lord is in the light, as the Lord knocked him off his horse, and the Lord led him in that to get born again, receive the Spirit, and then be led by the Spirit. And being led by the Spirit is staying in relationship and working according to revelation. You don't move beyond those boundaries that has come through looking to Jesus and hearing from Jesus. And Jesus' beautiful words to Peter was, flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but my Father who is in heaven. So out of first turning away from the world, getting into fellowship, and then into obedience, that's the path. Yeah, so Paul's going to go on here. We're going to go on with this week. And he's going to boast in the flesh. But his boasting in the flesh will be beautiful even to see that, because we get an idea it's not the way. You shouldn't boast about that. And we see also clearly in the word what we boast in is that God so loved the world, he sent his Son, and he's given his Son so that we now can wake up and know of God are we in Christ Jesus, who's made to us wisdom. And then from that wisdom comes redemption, sanctification, and righteousness. That's everything pertaining to life and godliness. So that is the key. And then that builds the church. So that's the reality he preached. And then also the wonderful chapter 4 in Ephesians, where Paul speaks about walking humbly before our God and walking worthily before our God. And then he talks about the boundary lines that has been laid up for us, that we the bride, we the body, and there's one Spirit, and that there's one hope, expectation of your calling, and then there's one Lord, a shepherd to into this, and that's Jesus, and then the authorizing and perfecting whatever the Holy Spirit opens up to us. And then there is faith, and that's the faith that comes from the Lord. And then there's baptism, and that's where we've become a part of this family. And in being a part of this family, we've got the inheritance that is available to us now to partake of. That which we lost in Adam is now available in Jesus. And then this all comes from God, the Father of all. So there you've got your seven beautiful keys to stay in the boundary lines. And then he goes on to say that Jesus has been raised to fill all things. And then he says that that's why they, the apostles, are there to, you know, to equip and lead us. And so there's so much in that, because at the end where he goes on to say, so we don't be tossed by all these deceptive people that just want us to warm the seats and bring finance in and just make them feel good. And they don't lead us to the goodness of this kingdom, fellowship with the Father and Son, and then commitment to the calling that God has got for us. So you can see in Ephesians, you get the basic understanding of what boundary lines have fallen for us in pleasant places, so we can arise and shine now and be the lights in the world, the rivers in the desert, the shadows of a great rock in a weary land. Just as Jesus was, just as the disciples were, and then bring about the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, as the Father leads and guides us and blesses us in every way. Amen.
Amen.